love setting the foundation and being gospel aware before we celebrate what God's done, because it is super exciting to celebrate what God's done over the last season, the last few weeks in our church. So are you guys ready to hear and to celebrate what God's done to have finished? Yeah. Finally, a group that's awake. All right. So as we walked into this season, our primary goal was for 100% participation of the people in our church. But we've encouraged people way more than giving to a building, as we've said, hey, what would it look like for you to take your next step, to go to the next level of surrender, of faith, of generosity? What would that look like? And these numbers are representing a little bit of that goal. So the first goal, the first thing that we'd love to celebrate is first-time givers. These are people in our church, some of you in this room, who had never given to Keystone Church before, but through the unfinished initiative, God's working in your heart and you're saying, I want to give. Some of you very sacrificially, and that number is 109 new givers. Yeah. So, by the way, as we work through this, when I say givers, you need to know I'm talking about giving units. Many times that's a whole family. Does that make sense? That's not just an individual, but it's hard to count all the families and all that sort of stuff, but it's new giving units. Next is, we are a church that reaches the next generation. We care about the next generation. And so we want to let you know a little bit about how the next generation has participated in this. Our youth group did their own version of Unfinished and engaged our students, and our middle school and high school students, 51 students said, I want to contribute to Unfinished. Isn't that awesome? Next is our kids. Wow, we don't know all that participated, all that actually gave nickels and quarters. We do know the number that walked through here with us and gave their boxes. And I don't know about you, but that was the moment I cried on Celebration Sunday or Commitment Sunday. They're all C's. I don't know where we're at. It's been a long haul. 245 kids participated with us in that thing. And so the number of adults and students, these are giving units that are full in and contributing to Unfinished, is 407. Number of giving units, yeah. So our goal here, our primary goal, was 100% participation. It's hard to exactly calculate everyone that's participating, but here's what we know. Last year in 2019, we had 439 giving units. We had 407 giving units commit to Unfinished. And so what that represents for us is 94% of our people have been bought in and are celebrating with us through Unfinished. So let's give God praise for that. Here's what you need to know. This is significant. As elders and leaders, we are shocked and blown away by the engagement of our people. In fact, we have been talking and have a group and organization that's helped us think through how we've done Unfinished, because they do these a lot. That's what they do. And the lady who has worked with us the most has said, when I showed her those numbers of engagement, she said, Brent, that might be the highest engagement I've ever seen. And for a living, she helps churches think through this. And so you need to know this, church. Your level of engagement is mind-boggling. The way that you've bought the vision, the way that you've contributed, and that you're engaged, we are so, so, so thankful. But while we're thankful, we also know that there's still maybe 6%, maybe people in this church, they say, you know what, Brent, I've been wrestling. Maybe you've come recently, and you're like, I don't know how to get involved with this. I don't know if it's time for us to get involved. Maybe God is still working in some of your hearts, and you know that you're still welcome to jump in with us. But we are so, so, so encouraged. If we look out in this room, the vast majority, high 90% of you, are giving at a sacrificial level. And we're so thankful for that. We're so proud of you. Now, are you ready for the second number? Okay, well, let's close in prayer. Are you ready for the second number? All right. So here, let me catch you up. Let me remind you that this year, we expect right at $2 million to come into our church in a year's time. That's basically our budget. It's like $1.9 million is our budget. And so if we had not done anything with Unfinished, if we had never had these conversations, over the next 2 years, we would expect somewhere between $4 and $5 million to come in, okay? And so now we're saying, God, what have you done with Unfinished? Are you ready to see it? Check out this video. $7.6 million have been committed and is expected to come in this place in the next 2 years. I don't know where you come from and the kind of money you swim in. Where I come from, that's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money to watch you guys celebrate and commit and be engaged and committed to making that difference at this church. We are in awe of what is coming in. What we've seen is that the number of participation, you guys have all stepped into that next level of surrender, faith, and generosity, and we are so encouraged. I want to show you a few numbers here as well. $7.6 million has been committed, expected to come in over the next 2 years. And because, again, we want to celebrate what's happening even in the next generation, that's $2,083 of nickels and quarters from our kids. We want to represent that. And this is a number that when I saw it, brought tears to my eyes because it blows me away. And our middle school and high school students committed $12,048. Yeah. I don't know what you were doing in middle school and high school, but let me tell you what I was not doing. I was not giving sacrificially to my church. And to watch the next generation believe what God is doing is unbelievable. Now, many of you remember that our secondary unfinished goal was $9 million. And I want to remind us of a few things. The first thing is this, that $9 million, even though we didn't hit it, we're still unbelievably thankful for all God has brought into this place. Our $9 million goal, you need to understand, church, it was aggressive. And here's the reason. We have an aggressive vision for what God wants to do in this city. And so while we didn't hit the $9 million, we are celebrating. We hit 85% of it. So huge that we hit that much. And there may be some of you, even this morning, they're like a little disappointed, a little discouraged. And here's what I want to do. I want you to understand, if you could see the level of participation, you would be blown away. Here's what we found out through Unfinished. We're not a church with a bunch of old money and deep pockets, but we are an army of people that are willing to sacrificially give to the mission of God. It is unbelievable to see the levels of which people that are young families are saying, we're in till it hurts and let's go. It's so, so encouraging. And so some of you may be asking, Brent, what's next? What are we gonna do next? The next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna move forward in wisdom. There's still a very clear path towards our land and building. And this is a phrase you need to hear very clearly. We are gonna make appropriate adjustments to our plans to match God's provision. We had already kind of scenarioed out what would happen if this, 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 and this. And so we have options in front of us that we're gonna be wisely looking and saying, God, you've provided this. We're asking this and we're gonna put them together and we're gonna move in a wise and godly manner and respect the resources that he's brought in and put our plans to those resources. And isn't it crazy that this is often how God works? He doesn't always give us what we want, but he always gives us what we need. Has someone experienced that in their life? He always gives us what we need. And in fact, we see this in the Apostle Paul. Paul was like, God, I begged with God 3 times to take the thorn out of my flesh. And God said, hey, Paul, if I took that out, you would trust in yourself. I'm gonna leave it in and let you trust in me because his power is made perfect in our weakness. And we're just trusting that God's gonna give us everything we need and he is going to empower us to move into the next season. Here's what you know, we're also working on updates as we begin to adjust our plan within the resources that God's given us. We'll be making some updates. Most likely, we're gonna work everything we can to give some next updates at the very beginning of May in our members meeting. Some of you need to come to step 1, 2, and 3, huh? If you wanna know that information. So lastly is this, this is a 2-year journey. Another way to say this is unfinished is unfinished. Unfinished is unfinished. There may be some of you this morning that you go, Brent, man, we were kind of hesitant to give, but now God is working in our hearts. And if that's you, we celebrate you. We can welcome you on. You can do that online through the Unfinished webpage. And we would love to help you come on board and help you in any other way. But you also need to know this. People are coming into our church all the time. How many of you have been at Keystone less than 2 years? Raise your hands. So imagine in the next 2 years who God might bring in and have us join in this vision as well. And so we're just entrusting that God would meet every need and we will respond with the resources that he has given to us. So God is writing an incredibly beautiful story in the life of Keystone. It's so fun to watch. And here's what we want to do. We want to look back and celebrate the last few months in this unfinished season. So check out this video as a recap of all God's done in this season. God, I don't even know what the numbers are, but I'm so encouraged because I see men and women, boys and girls, teenagers, college students who are wrestling with what it means to put treasure in heaven. God, we're asking that you would use them to build your kingdom and impact lives for eternity, for generations to come. What God has started in Keystone is unbelievable. What was just a dream 8 years ago is now 4 services, over 1,100 people. And yet, with all that he's done, we're so thankful. But with everything inside of us, we believe that what he started, it's unfinished. He has more for this community. He has more for planting churches. He has more for reaching lost people all around the globe. And we want to be a part of it. Started a good work in us, and it is unfinished. Why don't you stand up with us, and we want to pray and thank God for all he's doing in our midst. God, we come into this place, and we want to give you honor and praise and glory, God. You have been so good to us. God, without you, we were nothing. Yet because of the gospel, you made us something. And as we move in this unfinished season of our church, the only way we'll be able to continue to work, continue to be sacrificially giving, is by your grace. God, I know that you did a work in many hearts in this room over the last few weeks and months. As you've stirred us to say, God, how do we reorient our lives to put our resources and our lives towards the kingdom, the advancement of your mission around the planet. God, thank you for your work. We rejoice, we celebrate, we receive the provision that you've given us, and we ask that you'd help us steward it so well for your glory, for your name. We give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, and all God's people said, amen. Let's worship.